You know that feeling. Trying to make sense of some financial report and it just feels off, like it wasn't really written for you.
Oh, definitely. Like a bad dub on a movie.
Exactly. And that's just a tiny glimpse of the problem for big global finance firms trying to talk to people everywhere.
Yeah, it's a huge deal for them. Getting financial info out clearly in the right language, it's not just nice to
Sort of
have.
fundamental.
Right. It's about building trust, making sure people actually understand things like market outlooks, fund updates, even those critical regulatory notices.
If it doesn't land right locally, the message is just lost, isn't it?
Completely lost, or worse, misunderstood.
Well, that's exactly what we're diving into today. We've got this article, AI for Financial Content Localization.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah. And our mission really is to figure out how AI is changing the game for these global banks and asset managers.
How they handle all that multilingual stuff.
Precisely, how AI helps them get localized content out, fast and crucially, effectively. We want to look at the benefits, maybe some real examples.
Okay, so let's start there. Why is this localized content so important in finance? What breaks if you don't get it right?
Well, I think it boils down to clarity, doesn't it? Financial
Ditto.
stuff can be complex enough in your own language.
Tell me about it.
Add a language barrier, clunky phrasing, terms that don't quite fit, you just put up a wall.
Yeah, people switch off or they misinterpret things.
Right. And we're talking subtle stuff, market sentiment, specific regulatory terms. It has to feel authentic.
Absolutely. And doing that traditionally, wow, it was a mountain to climb.
Huge.
Translating content for, say, all the major European markets, it was slow,
Yeah.
super expensive.
And probably inconsistent, I bet. Different translators, different interpretations.
Exactly. You'd get delays, different regions getting updates at different times, quality all over the place sometimes.
You just imagine the headache. Coordinating it all, trying to keep the terminology straight in 10, 12 languages, plus the cost.
So the big question for a lot of these firms became, can we speed this up? Can we get this content out faster without sacrificing the quality?
Which is where AI steps in, I guess.
This is where it gets really interesting. These neural machine translation engines, like DeepL, Google Translate, they've gotten so much better.
How much better are we talking?
Well, they can translate into tons of languages with pretty impressive accuracy now. It's not like the old clunky systems. These neural networks learn from vast amounts of text.
So they understand context better. Nuance.
Much better. The output sounds far more natural.
Okay, let's make that concrete. Say a big investment house writes a market commentary in English.
Yep, standard stuff.
Getting that into French, German, Italian. Traditionally, that might take days, weeks even.
Easily. Multiple rounds of translation review.
But with these new AI tools,
The initial draft translations could be back in, well, minutes potentially.
minutes. Wow.
Yeah, that's why the article calls AI a powerful accelerator. It can just churn through the volume, reports, updates, all sorts of content into many languages at once.
That kind of scale was just impossible before, wasn't it?
Completely impossible with only human translators.
But crucially, it's not about the AI replacing the humans entirely, is it? The article talks about a specific workflow.
Right, the machine translate, then human edit model. That's key.
Can you walk us through that? How does it actually work on the ground?
Sure. So the AI does the first pass. It generates a draft.
A starting point.
Exactly. A pretty good starting point, usually. Then the human experts, the local market specialists, the linguists, they take over.
What are they doing? Just proofreading.
Oh, much more than that. They're refining it, checking for nuance, making sure the local financial jargon is spot on.
Compliance too, I bet.
Absolutely critical. They ensure it meets all the local rules and regulations. They catch cultural things the AI might miss, check the tone, make sure legal phrasing is perfect.
So the humans are adding that layer of deep local knowledge and, well, quality control.
Precisely. It's AI for the heavy lifting, humans for the finesse and the critical checks. It leverages the strengths of both.
That makes a lot of sense. It's about making the human experts more efficient, letting them focus on the tricky bits.
Yeah. And the article mentions Schroders, right? Their marketing lead had an interesting take on why they brought AI in-house.
What was that?
Well, they basically realized that the translation agencies they were already using were starting to use AI anyway.
Interesting. So they thought, why pay a middleman for the tech we could just use ourselves?
Kind of. It was about gaining more control, efficiency, and maybe saving costs in the long run, too. It seems like a growing trend, firms wanting direct oversight.
Okay, let's talk more about these real-world cases. Schroeder's is a big one in the article. Tell us about Genie.
Right. Genie is their internal AI assistant. They built it themselves.
Inside their own systems.
Yeah, which is important. It helps staff with content tasks, and a big part of that is translation. Keeping it in-house helps manage those compliance and data security worries.
You can't have sensitive financial data going through some random online tool.
Exactly. And the results they've seen are pretty remarkable.
Like what?
Faster localization for loads of their regional websites. They support, I think, up to 28 languages now.
28. Wow.
And the article quotes something like an 80% reduction in turnaround time on certain projects.
80%?
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That really changes things operationally.
It's transformative, absolutely.
Okay, and what about Alliance Global Investors? They used AI too, but differently.
Yeah, their focus was more on video content. Think global webinars, interviews with fund managers, that kind of thing.
How did AI help there?
They used an AI platform for captioning. It automatically generates subtitles in multiple languages.
Ah, making video instantly accessible globally.
Exactly. Much faster than doing it manually. The article said it was 8 times faster.
8 times. Again, a massive speed increase.
Speed and scale, those are the recurring themes. Getting info out everywhere quickly.
And it's not just Schroeder's and Alliance, right? BNP Paribas is mentioned too.
Briefly, yeah. It seems they're also exploring and integrating machine translation. The specifics are more internal, but...
The fact that another huge player is doing it shows this isn't just a niche thing.
Exactly. It signals a broader shift in the industry, a recognition of AI's potential here.
So let's circle back to those challenges we mentioned earlier. Cost, speed, compliance. How does AI actually tackle these head on?
Okay, cost first. Automating that initial translation draft. That cuts down massively on outsourcing costs to agencies.
Which can be really expensive, especially for niche financial language.
Definitely. There's an upfront investment in the AI system, sure. But the cost per document drops way down over time, especially with volume.
So better cost efficiency in the long run.
Significant cost efficiency, yeah.
Yeah.
And that frees up budget, potentially for other things. It affects their whole market presence.
Makes sense. What about scalability? Handling all those languages with maybe a small team.
That's a huge win. AI does the grunt work, translating across maybe 10, 15, 20 languages simultaneously.
So a small central team can manage global output.
Pretty much. They're not bogged down managing dozens of individual translators. It means you can launch campaigns or publish reports everywhere at the same time. No region gets left behind.
And speed. We've seen the numbers from Schroeder's and Allianz, 80% reduction, 8x faster. That speed must be critical in finance.
Oh, absolutely crucial. Markets move fast. Getting analysis or regulatory updates out in hours instead of weeks, that's a massive competitive advantage.
It lets them be more agile, respond to local events faster.
Exactly. Tailor things more effectively. It's not just about raw speed. It's about timely relevance.
Okay, and the big one, especially in finance, compliance and consistency. How does AI help there? Feels like a risk, maybe.
You'd think so, but actually, it can help. You can train the AI on your specific approved terminology.
Oh, like a custom dictionary.
Sort of, yeah. Trained on approved phrases, disclosure language, all the legally required stuff. So it actually improves consistency across languages.
Okay, I see. And security.
That's where those secure internal on-premise solutions come in, like Schroeder's Genie. It keeps sensitive data under the firm's control.
Right. The article mentioned Lombard Odier on this point.
Mm. Yeah, Laurent Rochat. He highlighted that a major gain was having a secure global translation process, cutting the risk of data leaks. That's huge for a bank.
Absolutely. So AI boosts consistency, helps with security, but you still need the humans.
Always. For that final check, the cultural nuances, the legal subtleties in that specific market, things AI might still miss.
They're the safety net.
Yeah.
And the quality enhancers.
Exactly. AI provides the scale and speed. Humans provide the deep expertise, the final polish, the ultimate compliance check. It's that combination.
So pulling it all together, it really feels like AI is moving beyond just being a concept in financial marketing localization. It's like really happening now.
It absolutely is. It's driving a new level of efficiency. That old problem of choosing between scale and quality, it's easing up.
You can aim for both now.
Increasingly, yes. High quality, multi-language content delivered faster and often cheaper.
And firms like Schroeder's show it can be done safely, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the right controls, compliance isn't compromised.
That seems to be the case. Their experience suggests that with proper safeguards and that human oversight loop, you can get the speed benefits without sacrificing integrity.
That's a big step forward. Did they talk about initial worries, though? Like, was there pushback about quality potentially dropping?
The article doesn't detail internal debates, but implementing any new tech like this involves change management. Proving the quality of the combined AI-human output would have been key, showing it's not just faster, but still accurate and compliant.
Makes sense. You have to build trust in the process.
Precisely. And looking ahead, as these AI tools get even better and more common,
firms that aren't using them might get left behind.
It certainly looks that way. Having that ability to quickly, effectively talk to clients everywhere in their own language, that's going to be a real advantage. It allows for agility, targeted campaigns, things that were just too hard before.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? Beyond finance, what does this mean for global communication overall? How else will AI change how we access information across languages?
Yeah, the implications are pretty wide-ranging.
Well, this has been a fascinating look at how tech is solving some really tough problems in the financial world. Hopefully, it gives you, our listener, a clearer picture of what's happening behind the scenes in global finance communication.
And maybe prompt some thoughts about where this is all heading. As AI gets woven deeper into how we share knowledge globally, what kind of world does that create?